Hello and welcome to today's Girl, We Need to Talk. I'm Venice Catron
and Gail Blackman.
And today, you know, I want to talk about how single women make it easy for married men to cheat. And I guess my thoughts on it is, me being single, and it's awesome because Gail is married, so we can give, both perspectives. But, my thoughts about it, I get a lot of married men that'll come to me and they'll be honest and say, hey, look, I'm married. But, I'm interested in you. I'm attracted to you, but I just want to let you know I'm married.
So what's your response to those married men that come and give you that synopsis of who they are in their situation?
I mean, when I was married, I would tell them, I'm married. And they'd be like, me too. Like, that's a cool thing. Like, I don't mess with married men. I don't mess with men that have girlfriends. Mm-hmm. Because, basically for me, it just tells me that, you would do the same thing to me. Mm-hmm. If we were together. Mm-hmm. So why even go there? But what I am finding and talking to other single friends is that nowadays these men think it's okay, as long as they're honest in the beginning, mm-hmm. they think it's okay to cheat.
But who made them think it was okay, as long as they're honest? Because this didn't come about, out of nowhere. This came about because someone gave them permission to think that if I tell her the truth as opposed to lie to her, then it's okay. As long as I'm telling her the truth. Who gave them permission?
Well, okay. The single women, obviously.
Right.
Did. And I think a lot of their mindsets, and talking to a few of them, and we might even interview a few.
What are the mindsets?
Mindsets is, because of course, the man is giving his perspective of, I'm miserable. She doesn't treat me right. We haven't had sex in so long. And, or I'm getting a divorce. He might have used those excuses to make the woman think, oh, I could do better. And some women think if I do so much better, then he'll be with me, with them not realizing that he'll do the same damn thing to you.
Well, my question is, how do you even get that in depth in a conversation with a man to know that she ain't giving him none? He's sleeping in the basement. They're getting a divorce. She ain't seen his penis in 6 months. She ain't interested in seeing his penis in the next 6 months. How do you even get to that point? How does he even get to the point where he can tell you all that kind of stuff?
Is it for
sake of just listening? To see how much rope he's going to give himself before you can actually hang him?
No, because they start off with, I'm married, so I just want
okay,
you to
bye-bye.
Know. Right.
But it doesn't, the end.
Because you have to remember that there's that initial attraction before that even comes out of his mouth. So, the single female feels that attraction. She's attracted to him. So she's playing on that. And there's some women that tell me that's all they attract are married men. And I'm like, well, that's you attract how, you feel about yourself. If you're insecure and think that that's all you can get, that's all you're going to get. It's my theory. So my thing is, because we're gonna attack this thing from two different perspectives. My perspective is these men shouldn't be stepping out on their wives and coming to these women thinking it's okay as long as they're being honest. They need to keep their behinds at home or not be married.
And my perspective is, if my husband does come and step to you, I'll use my husband as an example. First, he'd be dead, so he probably wouldn't dare step to you. But if my husband did come and step to another woman, I would fully expect my sister to send his ass home and say that to him. You need to take your ass home.
I agree.
To your wife. We have a responsibility between each other. We need to stop being so competitive and fighting each other over these pieces of no good, lying, deceiving men. Because at the end of the day, if he's lying and deceiving to his wife, to you, who he's trying to set up as his girlfriend, he already thinks less of you.
Right.
Because he has the nerve to come to you with this. My thing is, if a man that's already in a relationship, and when I was single, when a man was already in a relationship or was married, I was highly offended that he thought that I was a subject for him. Mm-hmm. Highly offended, because I wanted to know, what am I putting off that lets you think you can step to me? Because it was about what am I showing? Not, is he attracted to me? Am I not? No. I was offended, and I'm still offended mm-hmm. by the thought of a woman being flattered that a married man could come in the form of his wife, his children, the grandparents. I mean, the whole aspect of being married is so huge.
Yeah. It doesn't just affect the wife.
No, it doesn't. So single women have a responsibility to not allow these men to infiltrate their marriages with them, the single woman. Because, I mean, what the hell?
And I agree with that. And I feel the same way. And that's why I don't even consider. I don't care how fine he is, how rich he is. I don't care. But then what do you think about, you know, the women that are married, that are, and the men that are married, that are cheating with each other? I mean, you know.
I think that they need to get their heads busted to white meat and get divorced and be together.
You said like busted to the white meat?
They need to both get their heads split to the white meat, split their shit, and get divorced.
And see, that's why I'm terrified to get married again. Because I don't know that we as human beings are meant to or can be, and this can be open for discussion, can be with one person.
I think it's an accumulation of things. I think it's a soul thing, and then it's a choice as well. Because being with one person doesn't mean that it's going to be rosy. And I think this is the where we get misconstrued with this whole ideal of being with somebody and forever being in love and rose-colored glasses. It's not always a shiny road. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the road gets dull. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you might lose interest, but the person is still a great person. I mean, why do we want to be with somebody? Because they make us feel good in that moment, or because they're good people?
Mm-hmm. You're right. But, you know, I'm going to backtrack to these married men that are stepping out and reaching out to these single women mm-hmm. in most cases. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, because they're not happy in their marriage, or they're looking for adventure, or they're just cheaters. They don't know how to be faithful. It bothers me that they do that, because, you know, not only does it affect the woman that they're married to, but it affects the woman that they're, the insecure woman that they're cheating with.
But here's the thing with that, Venice. The woman that they're cheating with has full knowledge and disclosure of what's happening. She knows why she signed on. She knows what she's ascribed to.
See, and that's
but the married woman, mm-hmm. she doesn't know. She thinks she is in a relationship with this just this one person. She doesn't know that he's decided that he's going to have something else as well.
Very true.
So that's where in my mind, that's where the unfairness comes into play. You as a single woman, if you decide you want to date a married man and he's told you, hey, listen, girl, I'm married, but you're hot, you're fine, and you say, woo, 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 okay, yeah, let's do this. You knew that he was married and had a wife that he was going to go home to. So you knew that he couldn't spend Christmas, Valentine's, Easter, and Sundays with you, okay? because he had a wife.
Right.
She, the wife, has no idea that she is now dating you also. She doesn't know that.
I agree, but he's wrong.
Oh, he's 100% wrong.
He's wrong in thinking that this emotional creature, this woman, is going to be okay with just having sex with him.
Well, see, here's the thing. He doesn't care. That's the first thing. He doesn't care. As long as he is getting everything that he wants, as long as he is fulfilled, mm-hmm. he doesn't really care what you're lacking or what his wife's lacking. He doesn't really care. As long as he doesn't get caught at the house. Because he doesn't want that disrupted. Because really, he's not really unhappy.
Breaking up and messing up a happy home.
He doesn't want to get rid of his wife, because she's good to him. She waits on him. She loves him. She cares for him. She wipes his dirty ass.
She's raising his kids.
She's running that household. She makes him look good. And she's sucking his dick. Believe it or not.
Oh, she is.
Yes, she is. Okay. Yes, she is. Okay. Let me tell you. Okay. I tell you she is.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Okay. No, listen. She is, and I don't mean to be vulgar, but that's the truth. She is. Here's the thing. He's satisfied with everything he's got. Right?
Right.
He wants a different texture on his dick every now and again.
Oh!
A different warmth.
Different what?
A different style of head every now and again. Oh, sure. Because if she was to go suck another man's dick, or she was to say, oh, I'm out, he'd lose it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He'd lose his mind.
Absolutely.
he's not, if he's that unhappy and you as a single woman said, okay, I'm gonna tell your wife you're unhappy, he'd lose it, he'd threaten to kill you.
Oh yeah, I've heard that happen to women.
Okay, and so we ain't that unhappy. He just wants a different texture, a different warmth, a different style of head.
So what about this woman that agrees, like you said, she knows that he's married.
That's the best.
And she agrees that this is all that's going to happen, and she ends up falling for this dude.
Mm-hmm. What are you asking me?
I mean, that's just, you know, and now she's hurt.
Okay.
Because, you know, he either feels like, now you're getting in your feelings, so you know, mm-hmm. I need to either move on, I need to go back to my wife. I told you I was married. Mm-hmm. I told you in the beginning I was mm-hmm. married, so you have no right mm-hmm. to be upset, or you have no right to be upset when I have to go home or mm-hmm. when I can't hang with you when you want me to, you know. But this woman is emotionally involved now because that's how we are, that's what we do. Well, now granted, she was stupid in the beginning mm-hmm. for taking that on, but at this point, how is it okay for him to be able to keep throwing in her face years down the line? Let's say they've been doing this thing for 2, 3, 4 years. He got some underwear in the drawer and everything. For him to be able to say, you know, I've moved, I need to get things back right with my wife, or you know, or find another piece, you know, because this one's dried up. But you know, I don't know. But how is it okay for him, because he was upfront, I got my quote fingers up, he was upfront in the beginning, how is it okay for him to be able to continue to do that?
It's not okay. It never was okay, and it never will be okay. But she made it okay past the conversation of I'm married. She made it okay.
She made it okay. I
and she chose, whether it's consciously or subconsciously. And typically, it's not consciously, because we surely as women, we are emotional people, and we end up doing things that we don't realize that we're doing, but for the fact that we don't want anybody to be hurt and upset, we want everybody to feel good, right? Because
right.
we're caretakers. Okay, so he, and nurturers. So she chose to neglect the fact that he had a whole human being, right?
Right.
That exercises an entire half of his life. And she thought she could insert herself in there along with her vagina and change the trajectory of his marriage.
That so you're saying she was hoping that he would leave his wife and be with her. That's why she's doing it.
But of course.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
You know, then you hear the men say, well, I'm not leaving my wife.
Right. And then the single woman still stays there and says, okay, then that's the consequence. Not, okay, well, then I believe that you should never call me again. And because here's the thing with the single woman, she's going to hurt if she's with him. She's going to hurt when she's without him. So get your hurt without him and meet somebody else that's single that can give you what you absolutely deserve.
I agree. I went through a scenario, met a man, didn't know he was married, didn't have a ring on, pretended like he was single until I had to just straight up outright ask him, are you single or are you married?
Mm.
And it's always, yeah, I'm married, but I'm not happy.
Mm.
And I have to tell him, I'm not cut out to be a side chick. I'm sorry. Mm. Not meant to be anybody's side chick. I deserve for you to be single. That's always my response to that.
But it's
and
true.
If you're not single, you need to keep it moving. Go home to your wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
Send him packing. Absolutely. Without a doubt.
If more women did that.
What do you have to offer? I'm a married man. You can't compete with his wife.
Nope.
You cannot compete with his wife. I don't care what he's telling you. I don't care if he tells you twerk better than her or she doesn't twerk at all. I don't care if he tells you you cook better than her because she don't cook at all. I don't care if he tells you you get better head than her because she don't give me head. I don't care what he tells you. You cannot compete with his wife.
Well,
he
unless,
stood
you know,
God.
I guess maybe these single women are looking for like a Donald Trump.
Oh, who?
Because he's cheated on every wife that he... A Donald Trump. He has cheated on every wife that he's had with the new
gosh.
Wife.
Oh, gosh. Wait a minute. So maybe, hold on. I so just maybe, got... Wait. I got a picture in my head.
Ew.
That made me say, ew-wah.
But I'm saying that scenario. Maybe it's these single women hope that that would happen. Like, you know, Donald Trump's first wife, he cheated on her with his second wife.
Yeah, but
his third wife, he cheated on the second wife with the third wife.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. But we're talking about the average man here mm-hmm. that's strolling around. They don't have no Donald Trump money, okay, to entice somebody and make them believe that their quality of life will change, okay? Here's the thing.
at the age of 48, yes, penis is good, but it ain't that good to make you want to change your whole... Do you know what I mean? Come on. Lose your self-esteem and your respect. Because here's the thing that's coupled with the fact that you're with a married man. You start losing self-esteem because you can't quite... You want to find out who your competition is. Well, your competition is his wife.
Right.
And you can't meet the expectations of his wife.
Right.
Because the minute you start talking about his wife or threatening the fact that you will infiltrate his marriage, he is going to let you know who you really are. And you can't compete with his wife. I'll kill you. Ooh. If you ever mess up my marriage. I'll do this to you. Well, hold on. I thought you weren't happy.
Right. Right. She wasn't doing this. She wasn't doing that. She wasn't doing...
Well, hold on. I thought she wasn't cooking and twerking at the same time. Like, what the hell? So they're lying. They're lying.
And these women, they give everything. They let these men do what their wives won't do.
Here's the next thing. We're separated. We don't live together. Mm. But you're married. Can I come to your house and leave my underwear and can I have a key?
So that'd be my question every time.
If I can't come to your house and leave my underwear and have a key, you can't come to my house. You definitely can't have a key and you ain't leaving no underwear anyway. Like, really?
No, I get it. I get it. And I get that if more women would turn these dudes away, I'm, you know, maybe they wouldn't cheat. But I don't know. I think they still would. They'll just find.
Who would they cheat with?
They'll just find. So like when we talked about the dick pics, I had a young man tell me that if a guy sends you a dick pic, you're not the only one. He's probably sent out. I'm taking my bra off, girl. We're talking for real. I know. Sorry. Whew. Anyway, so he said if a guy sends you a dick pic, he sent it to like 10 other women, mm-hmm. and maybe two of them out of the 10 or 11 will say, "Ooh, okay, mm-hmm. what's up? Bring it, daddy. Let's see what you're working with." And then it's a gamble. It's the same thing with the cheating. You know, if they don't get that one, they'll keep trying until they do. If they're meant to cheat or, you know, but then of course there's those special circumstances or those special cases where, you know, there's that connection. You meet somebody, you're attracted to them, and it's just, you're either working together or they say most people cheat in the workplace. They say that because I'm just saying sometimes people just can't resist. And then you throw in alcohol and you throw in stress or they get into an argument or, you know, whatever.
I have a question.
Okay.
Do you think that there are as many women out here that are married that go up to a man and say, "I like you and everything, but I'm married," and these men actually subscribe to that theory?
I think there are women that do that.
You think it's an equal 50-50?
No, absolutely not equal.
So you're saying that women...
I mean, men have been cheating like that for freaking generations. Like, you know, no. I mean, women would get stoned and scorned and scarlet lettered and any of that if they cheated. So men have had the head start. They've had that, you know, from going to...
Do you know any women that do that?
That cheat? I have friends that have spoken about it but it was always an emotional thing. In most cases, it was an emotional thing where, you know, and it's usually in cases with women from whom I've spoken to, it's because they're lacking in something in their home. Men, they can cheat. I think men can cheat. Men can have a steak at home and still go get a hot dog, a burnt one. And you know what I mean? But women, there has to be something missing. There has to be some emotional issues, daddy issues. One of the segments we talked about where there's that insecurity factor where, you know, they don't feel that they deserve the marriage that they're in, or they are just lacking from their husbands. Like, I was married for 9 years and had sex maybe 5 times.
Ooh, you were
I was starvacious.
But you didn't go out there and dip your toes in any water.
You know what? I'll be honest. When I did cheat...
You did?
Don't act like you should. You know everything about me. Shut the hell up. When I did, that's when I knew I needed to leave my marriage. That's when I knew I couldn't do this. There's no way I could do this whole thing, do this marriage, and be a good wife and not have that from my mate.
So what made you do that?
What made me what, cheat? See, this is how I know men can tell when you're starving. Okay, when you're not getting taken care of at home. That's probably why there are a lot of married couples that are cheating, because they're actually compensating for what the other person is lacking. And for me, I was, girl, when I tell you I was starving for affection, I mean, I couldn't get a hug, I couldn't get a kiss, I couldn't get nothing. And there was this guy who could tell. He could tell. And he was... Long story that I don't need to be talking about on the podcast. But when that happened, that's when I said, you know what? I can't be in this marriage because he is not being a husband to me in every aspect of our marriage like he agreed to. Mm-hmm. Plus, I think he was gay. But that's a whole other segment. We'll talk about that. So there's a lot of different reasons, I believe, why people cheat. But my biggest issue is these men that think it's okay because they're honest and they tell you up front, I'm married, that gives them the green light to cheat and throw that back in the woman's face.
But here's the thing, they're saying that they're honest. They're saying that they're honest by telling you, but they're not being honest because they haven't told their wife. So they're not really honest.
Girl, preach!
You're not honest at all. You're a liar.
Preach! Then that's the response should be, you're being honest. Go, when you go tell your wife that you want to sleep with me, then let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Is that what we should have them say?
Yeah. Because they're not being honest because they're not telling their wife.
No, absolutely.
And it's not just married men. I just think men that are in committed relationships in general.
Multiple years
in a relationship with somebody where, you know, you don't have a document, no, but you still have that togetherness. You're sharing space, bills, responsibilities, etc., etc., and you still do the same thing. Like, what? How do you think that's okay?
Or for me, even, you know, if I'm with someone and we've decided that we're going to make this work and we're going to be physical and we're going to be together, I want to know that it's just me.
That you should be just.
I'd rather you not be sleeping with other people.
And have a roaming, wandering eye.
And that too. Mm. And there are some men that can't help that, and those are the ones I'm not interested in.
They can't help it.
They're just dog tendencies. They can't help it.
They can help it. They can help it. If they were subjected to feeling the way that it feels, they'd be able to help it. Because they had a woman that was smacking their lips and at every man that walked past, they absolutely know how that feels, and they'd rein it in.
Sometimes that's very true.
It is.
You have to show them. Sometimes you have to show them what it's like, so they can see how it feels. And you're absolutely correct. Yeah,
absolutely. So
you're crazy. I don't waste my time with all that. I just block.
Yeah, I couldn't have been married to somebody like that either. And I'm not saying that because you're married, you should be blind and you're definitely not dead. I'm not saying that, you know, for me as a married woman, it's nice to know that I'm still attractive to the male species, but that's it. You can pay somebody a compliment and let them know that they're attractive without saying, oh, you got a nice fat booty. I don't need to know that. I don't need to hear that aspect of it.
No, you know, and I had an example of that. I was in Miami and Bill Bellamy, you know who that is, was there. Big, beautiful, juicy lips. Okay.
Ew. Like
anyway,
your face up
whatever. He's fine. No, he was at a restaurant, and we kind of made eye contact, and he was married at the time, but I didn't know that. So you know, of course, I was kind of twerk walking. You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was younger. But he came over to me and he gave me a really nice compliment. He told me, "You have a beautiful smile," and
he
kept it moving
in the man's face though.
What?
Why were you skinning and grinning in the man?
Because he was cute.
Uh-huh.
What the hell? I didn't know he was married. Uh-huh. But I was like, wow, he gave me a compliment and kept it moving.
Yeah, and that's okay.
And then when I realized he was married, I was like, okay, see, that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
That is all right. He wasn't trying to put his tongue in my mouth. Mm-hmm. He wasn't flirting. Mm-hmm. He just gave me a compliment and kept it moving.
Yeah, look, my friend says to me, she was walking that street with her daughter. I swear to God, I was laughing. She was walking that street with her daughter. They were about to start jogging, right? Her daughter's 13. She's in her 40s. So this man pulls up in the car, a younger man, and is saying to her, hit me on Snap. Hit me on Snap. And she said, what? What? She didn't know. She didn't know what he's talking about.
So her daughter said, "Mom, say no." So later, her daughter had to school her that he was saying, "Hit me up on Snapchat," because nowadays, that's what happens, right? There's no phone number. You know, "Hi, how are you?" She's, you know, "My name is Gunner. I just saw you walk and think you're a lovely lady. You know, blah blah blah. I was wondering if." No, that rolls down the window. "Hit me on Snap." She didn't even know what it meant.
It's not even a really. And he thought that would work.
Because that's all men have to do. To have a woman interested in them.
Well, I mean, you know, like the whole dick pic things. They think that, you know, "I meet you today. I see your picture of my junk. Let's make it happen." Like, what?
And here's the thing, Venice. Sex is so dangerous.
Oh, it will kill you.
It's so dangerous.
They don't care.
Like, people are not stop playing around with sex.
Okay.
It's an immediate feeling that you can have with somebody. And you can have gratification almost immediately, but then it can have lifelong effects.
And you don't like just the person. That, we were just talking about, it's called soul ties. There's no doubt in my mind that when you have sex with someone, your souls intermingle. That gives you a false sense of love for a period of time.
Yeah.
Gives you that euphoric, "I think I'm in love with this person" for a period. I don't know. And it depends on the person or the people in that period of time. Mm-hmm. Now, some men don't feel that at all. Mm-mm. They keep it moving. The women are stuck with that feeling of, you know, and then feeling that feeling of rejection because you want to just keep it moving. But some men have it too. Don't get me wrong. But it is a soul tie. You can't just have sex with any and everybody and think that it's going to be okay. Like,
your windows bust out your car.
Okay. Okay, wife, you get a call or an email or a text or a Snapchat of some pictures while you're sleeping. Okay, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You gotta be
spill
careful.
Spill the tea. Spill the tea.
I ain't spilling nothing.
Spill the tea. This is a podcast. People, tell me you wanted to spill the tea.
But we're gonna talk to some women about it and some men. We got a barbershop. We got a barbershop crew that is dying to retort.
I need a haircut.
On our podcast, yeah, we gotta go in there and let the guys jump all over us with the dick pics and because one of the guys was like, "Women send that too." I could not imagine. Can you imagine?
No.
I could not imagine. So.
Not in the least.
Anyway, thank you for talking about this with me because I'm just, you know, being a single woman, mm-hmm. it's nice to be able to hear from a married woman's perspective how
I'll
you
kill
would feel.
You mess with my husband. Okay. That's my perspective.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't kill you. I would hurt him.
Yeah, we
no,
would
I wouldn't
both
hurt anybody. I would just leave.
Would you?
I absolutely would leave.
Which is like a married man's worst nightmare.
Of course it is. I would leave. Because let me tell you something. If I take... I am essentially the excitement in their relationship. Mm. If I'm no longer there, he will no longer be excited about that single woman.
Ooh, that's deep.
I am
deep.
The excitement.
That is very deep. And she thinks she's the excitement.
She thinks she's... I'm the excitement because I'm the one he's dodging and diving and still pretends to have a life with. But it's really not her. It's me. So if I take myself out of the equation, he will see... that she is not what he wants. And she can never be me.
And every time I see shows or reality shows or that cheater show, when the guy gets busted, he's always running. He's running back after his wife.
Thank you very much.
And the side chick is like, what the?
Right. Because he tells her everything she wants to hear.
Right.
So he can get in those drawers. It's a game for him. It's all a big game. But in his real life, where he's really paying the bills... Because with the girlfriend, you say side chick, I say girlfriend. It's exciting and it's romantic. It's romanticized, okay? Because you're not paying bills. You won't wake up in the middle of the night smelling this stinky ass breath. You won't picking up socks off the floor, doing laundry, making sure the skid marks are out of his drawers. And, do you know what I mean? You're not taking care of him when he's sick.
Right.
You're not picking up the laundry, doing the grocery shopping. Cleaning the house. I don't clean my own house, but yeah. You know. Do you know what I mean? So all the fun stuff.
Right.
With the girlfriend.
Right.
You know, some of it is lacking with the wife because she's really got to stay on top of stuff. Right. So the household runs, their life is running. With the girlfriend, it's just romance and fun and booty.
See, but I talked to a guy who's with a married woman who came crying to him because he, you know, the husband was abusing her emotionally, and, you know, and he tried to help this woman, let her move into his place with her kids, and tried to, you know, tried to be with her and get her to divorce this man, and she turned around and left and went back to her husband.
Of course she did. She just wanted an outing. Mm. She just wanted a quick outing. A little bit of a different dynamic.
Right.
But when the chips fall where they're met, she's taking her ass back to her husband, and he's taking his ass back to his wife. The end.
Wow.
So, you know, if you have not stood before God with this man or with this woman, you're not typically going to win. I'm not saying that there's not that situational circumstance where the husband really does leave his wife and ends up with the person that he's cheating with. But guess what? How you get him is how you're going to lose him.
It's how you're going to lose him. Preach, girl. Preach. Mm. And that's why I'll never do it, because that's all I think is...
And you think when you get stale to him, he's going to go looking for your replacement.
He's going to go look right. Because if he did it to her, he will do it to you. Girl!
The best predictor of future behavior is past behavior.
It's very true.
So watch him, keep an eye. Don't let him tell you no shenanigans. Tell him, yeah, that's nice and everything, but bye. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So the whole point of this podcast is us kind of reaching out to single women to say, leave them married men alone.
Yeah, yeah. I dare one of you to kind of like, you know, contact us and want to have a conversation, because, you know, we're always open to it. Because yeah. It's not a one-sided conversation here. You've got a single woman, you've got a married woman, we've got two perspectives, and then we've got one perspective. And we'd like to have your perspective as well, so it can be a part of the one.
Yes.
Because if you're in a love triangle tangle with a married man, we'd like to talk to you.
Yes.
Because make me understand why you are in the right.
Yes.
As a married woman, please let me understand, because I'd like to know why you think you can be with my husband and I should understand.
And for the fellas, I would love for some of these married men to explain to me why they feel it's okay, as long as they're honest and upfront.
Come hit us, man. Hit us.
Why they feel it's okay.
Women and men, please. Get back at us, because I'd really like to have this conversation. I think it would be boiling hot.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for listening to Girl, We Need to Talk. Till next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.